This is Radio Free Pro Wrestling, your home for smart and stunning wrestling debate with lifelong wrestling fans, Sean and Ashley. Let the debate begin.
Well, hello and welcome to yet another special episode of Radio Free Professional Wrestling. Sean here with my tag team partner, Ashley, as we get you all set for WrestleMania, as we're going to break down both nights of the card. And Ashley, we're going to put you back in the challenge. You're the champion as we go after the David Brightley Trophy. I'm ready to reclaim this trophy. It's been so long since I had a championship title run. I'm D1, but I know you're going to be a worthy adversary. How you doing?
I think this might be your time to shine, to be honest.
Well, if history serves me correctly, it may not be. You might have to check with David about that. I have a very sub-500 record here in these big contests on Radio Free Professional Wrestling, but I'm more than willing to try here and have some fun with everybody. How do you feel about this WrestleMania build as we're going into the last couple days before WrestleMania?
I think they've done a really great job with a lot of these. Especially, obviously, like, you got Roman and Cody, obviously, and we know they had the hiccup there, but they, you know, they turned it around and made the recovery and hopefully will stick the landing here at WrestleMania. You have Io Sky and Bayley, who've been, this has been building for months, and it's so great to see women get storylines like this, so it's awesome to see her. I would like to see maybe a change here. Even Becky and Rhea, you got. I'm really looking forward to Gunther and Sammy, too.
I really feel like Gunther versus Sammy for the Intercontinental title may still night one. It's going to be between that and probably the Women's World title match between Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. I feel like that's another possibility. So, champion, on a night one card, where do you want to start first?
Well, we start with the tag team match here.
Are we talking about The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth?
Sorry. The Mysterio son versus father here. I'm pretty excited to see again.
Hey, we can start here. This was a late entry into the WrestleMania card, and I was really feeling like going into SmackDown, this was going to be 4v4 as we had the LWO versus Santos and his crew. But we get this tag team match where we have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee with a very disappointing looking Carlito in the background on last Friday night SmackDown, facing off against Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio, who's been teasing and kind of hinting that he may leave Judgment Day to join Santos and his crew.
Could be a possibility. I like Dragon Lee and Dominic Mysterio getting on the card, though. Both guys have been fantastic, obviously, so earned spot. And it'll be interesting to see if we get maybe a shift here with a couple of different possibilities for the Judgment Day coming out of this pay-per-view.
This is a very pivotal point for the Judgment Day. I feel like they had a good run. This may be where we start to see the clinks in the armor and we start seeing them slowly spread apart and go their own separate ways. And it may start with Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dom, leaving the Judgment Day. Now, you pick the match. I'm going to go first here and pick who I think is going to win this match. And as much as I'm a Rey Mysterio fan, I'm going with Dirty Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar to get the victory here and get Dominic this cool win over his father at WrestleMania.
Well, all right. Well, we'll start off with agreeing because I was going to go that way too, because I see, like you said, I think maybe we do start seeing Dom kind of maybe leaning more toward joining LWO and going that way. So I see them either possibly having someone run interference to help them out, doing some sort of like underhandedness that they help each other with or something. I wouldn't be opposed to kind of seeing them branch out and kind of kind of separate and do some separate stuff here, though.
True. I got a sneaky feeling that we might see Carlito pop up in this match, and he may end up turning on Ray for just the fact that you didn't pick me. You picked Dragon Lee. I'm right here. I've been with you for months. Why didn't you pick me?
That could definitely be like a great reason to do it.
Okay, Ashley, let's go on to your second match. Where do you want to pick next?
How about the women's six women tag match?
Okay, this is another late addition to this WrestleMania card, but I got to say, I'm all excited about this because we get Damage Control onto WrestleMania. We have Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane going up against Bianca Belair, Natsu's very own, Naomi, and Jay Cardell. This is the perfect place to debut your new hot babyface star and Jay Cardell. And Ashley, who are you taking to win this?
I'm going to go with the baby faces. I'm going to go with Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca. I think this match, while obviously it's great to get all these women on the match, I think this is kind of going to be a showcase for Jade.
Just like how they ended Friday Night SmackDown with Jade coming down and making the save for the baby faces, I agree with you. We're going 2-for-2 here in our picks. As I'm taking the babyface team, and this is going to be the moment for Jade Cargill to shine. We think her interest on Friday Night SmackDown was amazing. I can only imagine what they're going to do at WrestleMania.
And, like, Jade Cargill has all the ability in the world. She's going to look like $1 million when they do this.
I think we said it on Monday Night's show. We were talking about how she was basically chiseled out of marble.
Yeah, it truly is. And like you said, like this environment, having her kind of be supported by maybe people, you know, obviously more experienced in stuff than her, is kind of like the perfect way to bring her in.
Okay, look at this match. She's in there with Dakota Kai, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. All of them have years of experience, and they can put this match together, and they know how to showcase Jade.
Exactly.
This is a very smart move here.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so far we're 2-for-2 on the same size here, so go ahead and pick the next match, Ashley.
How about the ladder match, the tag ladder match?
Okay, we're going over to the six-pack ladder challenge match, where we have the Judgment Day defending their title against Awesome Truth, DIY, The New Day, The New Catch Republic, and A-Town Down Under. Ashley, do Judgment Day leave WrestleMania as the tag team champions, or is there somebody else that could take these titles from them?
I think I'm going to say I think we get new champions.
Okay,
I haven't narrowed down to two teams that I think, so I'm going to have to, I guess, go with one. I think it could either be Awesome Truth or DIY.
You know, it would be a great moment for DIY to get the tag team win here on their very first WrestleMania appearance. Now, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano had killer matches on NXT Stand and Deliver year after year on WrestleMania weekend, but now they've been elevated to the main show. And that's a pretty good pick. If you want to stay with that one, are you going to stay with that one? That's
right there.
or are you going to go with Awesome Truth, the remix, as we see The Miz and R-Truth reunite years later with this beloved tag team? And they had a good little feud here with the Judgment Day. And R-Truth can get his revenge on the Judgment Day, kick him out of Judgment Day, and have the titles. Now, here's the thing, Ashley. Do we see whoever wins this match have both set of titles or one title and two winners? Because if you remember on Monday Night Raw, Michael Cole said both set of belts are going to hang from the device above the ladder, and the match ends when both sets come down.
Hmm.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
I would like if they split them up. If you're going to kind of have like the brand split stuff, like keep them a little bit separated. That's going to throw a kink in my picking a team now, because now I might have to pick two teams.
Well, allow me to make some picks as you think about this for a second. I'm going to say that I want to say the new Catch Republic brings down the SmackDown set of titles, and Awesome Truth brings down the Raw set of titles. So you already had 50% in the equation. I'm just adding the tag team from Great Britain to be the champions of SmackDown.
I think, all right, so I'll just take Awesome Truth then. So we'll have like at least a different one.
So you got Awesome Truth and DIY, and somehow, some way, they flip somebody over to the other show. Okay, I got you. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend, what's the next match you're going to pick here on night one?
Let's see. Well, Jimmy and Jay.
Okay, here we go. We got the Battle of the Brothers. We got Yeet and No Yeet. And I got to say, this has been a good build. And starting out with this match being announced for WrestleMania, I was not sure this was going to be a match I would care for, because I feel like it's been on again, off again, kind of microwave heated as we've gone through 3 years of the Bloodline storyline. And each member of the group has been out of the Bloodline for a minute. But Ashley, who are you going to pick? Are we going with main event Jey Uso or Jimmy Uso?
I think Jay. I wouldn't rule out any shenanigans going on, though. But I think I'm going to go with Jay. I feel like you kind of have to give him the win. But I also could see like the case for Jimmy needing the win, too.
See, honestly, I feel like this is a pick match. It's a coin flip. I don't think you can make a wrong pick here. There's a lot of rationales for both people. I'm going to say that Jimmy Uso cheats to win here and steals the WrestleMania victory away from main event Jey Uso. And we continue this feud into the summer as we head to Backlash and Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to do it. Kind of have him have that one up on his brother, kind of something to taunt him with and hold over him for a bit until like the eventual reconciliation.
Exactly. So we got three matches left on night one. So you got three more opportunities here. Which one do you want to take?
How about Gunther and Sammy?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Intercontinental title match against one Sami Zayn facing the 500 plus day reign of Gunther. And if you've been a longtime member of Ravery Professional Wrestling, you know my dislike for this Gunther outside of the professional wrestling ring. But I gotta say, this dude is money. He has elevated that Intercontinental title to almost world title status. I mean, really, him and Roman are both been dominant champions.
Yeah, and he's been, but like now the longest reigning IC champion. And I'm going to throw my pick. I want Sammy to win, so I'm going with Sammy. that's more of a heart than a head pick, though.
You know, I gotta say it's a good choice on you. We saw on Money at Raw that Chad Gable is helped training Sammy. I don't see them trying to use Chad to cheat here to steal Sammy's spotlight. I feel like maybe Sammy gives him the title shot after WrestleMania and we have a Sammy and Chad Gable feud. But in order for me to score a point here, I'm going to pick Gunther to retain his title. And I know somewhere in England, David's laughing his heart out.
I've backed you into a corner. I'm sorry.
You have, but you know what? I'm desperate for a win here. Allow me to take the reigning Intercontinental Champion Gunther for this one. So we're down to two matches. Are we going with the Women's World Title match, or are we going with the tag team match of all tag team matches?
Well, I guess we'll talk about the women's title match first. I figure there's a lot to talk about with the tag match.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. And I got to say, the build for this one has been pretty well done, especially this past Monday night on Raw when we saw clips from the Ariel Helwani show where Becky Lynch broke into the show while Rhea was being interviewed, and we saw the fight there. They continued to fight on Monday Night Raw. This is going to be interesting. Do you keep Rhea Ripley as dominant as she's been over the last 2 years with this title, or is it time for the man to regain the title?
I feel like this one is genuinely a tough call. I feel like Rhea is so popular. She's so over. She's so dominant. It feels crazy to kind of take the title off of her, like with her popularity. But it's Becky Lynch, you know, like this woman has helped like kind of just, she's so instrumental in this division. It's insane. I think I've kind of picked against Judgment Day otherwise, except for Dom. I did go with Dom. But I am going to stick with Rhea. I think she hangs on. I don't know if there'll be any shenanigans or any underhanded tactics, but I think she wins. I think it'll be kind of like a big benchmark, like, you know, like a paramount victory for her in her career.
I agree with you. I feel like that would be a big feather in the cap of Rhea Ripley to have this big, dominant win against one of the most dominant women of her era in professional wrestling and Becky Lynch. But here you go again. You back me into a corner, and I'm going to have a lot of spanking to do when me and David have our next podcast together, because I'm taking Becky Lynch to beat Rhea Ripley and get her title. The man is back on top.
I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if she won. I think like Becky Lynch would definitely I've seen a lot of people kind of say she's been towards, you know, towards the title too much, but like she's so good. Like, how is she not gonna be around the title? She's gonna be like a moth to a flame.
You know, I can see that, but also remember she spent some time in NXT. We all rave about Tiffany Stratton. You know why we rave about Tiffany Stratton? Because she had a chance to face Becky Lynch in some good matches. She spent some time down there getting some talent over. Now she's back on the main roster, having this feud with Rhea Ripley. And I got a feeling that Ripley keeps this title and she kicks out some losers from the Judgment Day and reorganizes the Judgment Day on the Raw after WrestleMania. Like I said, Becky Lynch wins, and I got to explain to David why I pick her.
I guess everyone will be looking forward to the excuse.
Well, I got about 72 hours plus to figure this one out, so I'll get back with everybody. So this leaves us with one match on night one, and it's the so-called greatest tag team match of all time, as we got The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. Ashley, remember back when this match was announced, we were like, not sure about it. Why is The Rock getting involved in this? Fast forward 2 months. Personally, I was wrong. The Rock has been so great. It's been amazing to have him back on TV week after week. And this tag team match is this one more hurdle for my guy, Cody, to overcome as we get to finish his story Sunday night. And I might just give away my pick, but Ashley, who do you want to pick here? Who's going to win this match?
I think for the tag match, I think I'm going to go with Rock and Roman. I think there might be some, maybe not dissension, but maybe some miscommunication between Seth and Cody that ends up costing them. And I wouldn't rule out any shenanigans from the Bloodline or Rock and Roman. So I think they get the win on Saturday, and I think it'll be a little different on Sunday.
So we got to remember just a stipulation here. If The Rock and Roman wins the match, Sunday night, Roman versus Cody becomes Bloodline Rules. And that literally means every member of Rock and Roman's family can be at ringside doing whatever they want to help Roman to retain the title. Is this the perfect way to get Cody even more over as he overcomes this last challenge? And I'm going with you. I'm picking The Rock and Roman to win here. We may see an introduction of yet another member of the Bloodline, another family member just happens to pop up in Philadelphia to help out The Rock and Roman. Or like you said, there's a moment in the match. Cody and Seth has that one little misstep. We see Seth maybe elbow Cody into a rock bottom. 1, 2, 3. Saturday night ends. And when Cody wins against Roman on night 2, the Monday night after Raw, we'll see Cody versus Seth in a promo battle, leading to maybe a feud with Cody and Seth.
I could see something like that going down. If this would be a great place for if they do like debut somebody like Tama Tonga, so
it's just sitting there. It's perfect, and there's a couple family members they can do that with, and Tama Tonga will be my first one on the list. So we have done night one of WrestleMania. I feel like you may have the advantage here. We'll have to see when I put this all together with our picks. Allow us to go to night 2 here. And I'm going to start picking on night 2. And let's go ahead and pick with the match that is added at the 11th hour here. It's the coldest match on the card as we have the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testament. And a match that I don't know why it's on this card. This should be like on Friday Night SmackDown before WrestleMania. But
seems a little more puzzling that they didn't have the Andre the Giant Battle Memorial Rumble on WrestleMania, but we kind of got this.
Exactly. I'm like, you could trade these matches and put the Rumble on the pre-show or open up night 2 with the Rumble here. But now
especially we get putting this it on night 2.
True. Very true. So I'm going to pick first here. And Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, they started to be heel at the beginning of the year. And once the Final Testament showed up, they quickly fit babyface here. And I love Karrion Kross. I love the Offer of Pains, especially with their manager. But them together in this group haven't done flip yet. And I feel like this is the coldest match on the card, like I said. I'm taking Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits to beat the Final Testament. And we send Karrion Kross and the Offers of Pain back to NXT to get a refreshing, a rebranding, hopefully.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that. Like you said, this is kind of, it feels a little underwhelming match to have, especially on night 2 of WrestleMania.
I guarantee if you ask somebody 1 year from this coming Sunday, they won't be able to name this match on either night of the card. They won't be able to say, oh, Sunday night, we had the Final Testament versus the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. If they could do it, I would give them a large sum of money. Okay, right. So we are moving on. Let's see what I want to pick. Let's go here. We're going to go with the U.S. Triple Threat as Logan Paul basically ran his mouth to the wrong person in Nick Aldis, because he's like, Nick, I need an opponent for WrestleMania. You don't have me an opponent for WrestleMania. Do your job. And Nick Aldis went, okay, I'll do my job. You get to face Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in the same match for your U.S. title. Ashley, this is going to bang. Who are you taking here in this matchup?
Not with my head, that's for sure. I'm going with my heart again. I want Kevin Owens. I'm going with Kevin Owens. I love him. I want him to be the champion.
Okay, we're going to disagree here. I mean, I like enjoy Kevin Owens. He's a fine professional wrestler. But I'm on the bandwagon here for Randy Orton farewell tour. Give him the U.S. title. I want to see KO throw Logan Paul up, and we see the RKO for Orton for that WrestleMania spot. Then Orton kindly tosses Kevin Owens out of the ring, and he hits another RKO for the victory as Randy Orton is your new United States champion.
That's probably a smart pick. That's the head pick right there.
Well, you know what? We pick each of the opponents. I'm pretty sure now Lala Average says Logan Paul's going to get the retain here, and we're going to look like, wait, we don't know what we're talking about.
Either way, I think he's going to take like a crazy RKO a la like Seth Rollins years ago.
Yeah, I got a feeling that Randy's got something special planned for Sunday night with an RKO, and I can't wait. Okay, so let's go to the TNA, I'm going to say, Memorial match, as we have LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Now, if you've been with us for a few months, back in January when we were trying to figure out where Okada would have gone, I remember some guys saying that AJ Styles versus Okada would be an amazing WrestleMania match. Actually, I did get it. But I get the next best thing. I got LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
It would have been great. I'm glad that like we kind of spoke a few months ago about like they were like struggling to get AJ Styles on TV and he wasn't really out there so much. So I'm glad to see him like finally getting into a spot. We got him into something with kind of like a hot talent in LA Knight. So this should be a great match.
Okay, so I'm gonna take LA Knight. I feel like LA Knight needs this victory. I feel like AJ Styles doesn't need this victory at WrestleMania. And the current character that AJ Styles is portraying is a lot like his lone wolf persona in TNA when he had that theme song, Evil Ways. And there's rumors that AJ Styles is going to get a new theme for WrestleMania. Now, I know the WWE probably won't do it, but a remake of Evil Ways would be amazing.
I know he doesn't need it, but I'm going to go with AJ. He's AJ Styles. I think they can kind of build off this and maybe do something a little more long-term with the two. I think I would be interested in that.
It's a possibility. This could be another match we see down the road when the WWE goes to Backlash in France in May. So, hey, that'd be cool. These guys cannot have a bad match. I feel like they're going to try to steal night two of WrestleMania, and they probably might do it.
Very high chance.
Okay, so my next selection for matches coming up here, we will go to the Women's World title match. Now, I know Kimmy is probably listening to this on the podcast form. I'm going to give Kimmy a shout out. She was a great guest. We had her like 2 weeks ago. And you remember she was talking about this match should be a main event match, and I agree with her. This should have been a main event match. It's Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. Who are you taking, my friend?
I think I'm taking Bayley. We were kind of talking about this off camera too. Off recording that we thought this was going to be on Saturday's card, but it seems like it they moved it over. I'm gonna go with Bayley. I think we kind of get like a nice cap off to the storyline. I don't think it'll be completely over. I think we'll still have some stuff, but like, I also wouldn't be shocked to maybe get like maybe some sort of like surprise or like some sort of shenanigans during this match.
It's a possibility. I mean, maybe you get somebody we don't know yet to come down to help Bayley, even the odds of, as Damage Control comes down to help Io Sky to retain this title. I'm going with Io Sky to retain here. This is for the fact I feel like her with the title and Damage Control basically having the tag team titles and this title right now, they're basically the second hottest faction in WWE on the main roster. And I feel like there's some more story to tell here. and we just introduced Jade just a little bit ago, I got a feeling that maybe Io versus Jay is actually the future plan here.
That could be a possibility too, and that would be a great protected match for Jade, because Io Sky is fantastic, so she would definitely be able to help guide Jade through something like that.
You know, it's a possibility. We'll just have to wait and see. It's a match that I'm looking forward to. These two ladies are going to burn the freaking house down. So we got two matches left. I could go World Heavyweight Championship match, or I could do Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. Let's just go ahead and go with Seth Rollins versus Preacher Drew McIntyre. If you saw Monday Night Raw, it was a great promo segment by Drew McIntyre as he lays out the sermon as he's trying to become the champion. And I got to say, it's time to give Drew his title, give him his flowers, make him the champion when there's a bunch of people in the building.
Absolutely. Drew all the way. Drew times 1,000. Give him that, like you said, that win so he can have a title win. And I think, like, even though he was kind of, they kind of had Seth as the baby face and Drew is like the heel, I think him winning, he's going to get a massive reception because everybody kind of loves this new Drew character. So I say do it, put it on him. If Seth Rollins needs to take some time off, let him do that. Let him heal up from, you know, these accumulated kind of like injuries he's been dealing with. And let Drew run the show for a while.
True. And they have basically announced that we're going to get another Clash at the Castle June 15th, if my memory serves me right, and it's going to be in Scotland. I think all signs are pointing to Drew winning the title and going to Scotland as the champion, a returning hero of a champion.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to. I kind of feel like the stuff between Drew and Seth has been a little one-sided, if I'm being perfectly honest. I feel like Drew McIntyre swinging for the fences, like every time he says something, just it's crazy. It's like over the top, and I love it. So I put the title on him, let him run around with this title, and exactly let him have this big moment in Scotland.
True. So we're down to the final match, and I saved the best for the last. In my personal opinion, as 1 year to the day that he almost came so close to finishing his story, we have the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match between the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns and the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. I'm not going to waste anybody's time here. Everybody knows who I'm going to pick. I'm picking Cody to finish his story.
Good God, he better finish the story.
Ashley, I want him to finish the story for two reasons. One, I'd never want to hear finish the story ever again. And two, this dude is the biggest babyface in professional wrestling now. And if you don't do it now, you're cutting the dude's legs out, and he just... it's kind of malpractice on the WWE if he doesn't get the title.
I think if he doesn't get the title, there might be a genuine riot somewhere.
Oh, if he doesn't get the title, you might be looking for a new co-host for the show coming Monday or Tuesday next week. I might not be here.
This is where they like have to like stick this landing, like. You just have to. It's been so long. It's been so built up. We know they're both going to kill it in the ring. So just like you said, finish the story or like, I don't know what will happen.
I will write a very stern word letter to send it to Stamford, Connecticut.
There will be a lot of strongly worded tweets, I guess.
Okay, fine. I'm old-fashioned. I'm going to sit down and actually write out the letter, write out my grievances here if Cody doesn't win this title. So
I was going to say, yeah. I feel like there's just – you can't – there's no other option. I feel like if they do something, like if they try to, like, do another swerve or something, it's only going to hurt them.
Exactly. I feel like Cody needs the title, and maybe Rock comes out and try to help Roman, and they mess up, and we spin this off to maybe down the road, Roman versus Rock 1 year from now for next WrestleMania, but Cody versus Rock at SummerSlam for the title. Now, you can keep the title on Cody, or you can put the title on The Rock, and we spin this back around with the title versus Roman versus Rock for the title 1 year from now, but I don't know if you want to make Cody a transitional champion if you do it that way.
I definitely wouldn't make that choice. That would... I don't think Rock versus Roman needs a championship, so I would just... Like you said, if you want to have that be like a big, you know, like crazy main event for SummerSlam, I like totally makes sense. But I would keep the title on Cody. I don't think you can, after all that, I don't think you can only have him be the champion for a few months just to put it back on The Rock and have the title kind of like tied up with Rock and Roman again.
True. And can you imagine Cody coming off a victory over Roman and The Rock inside of about 5 months? That would be a pretty amazing summer.
Yeah, I think he needs some of those bragging rights after some of the losses he took.
Especially in this build-up to WrestleMania, I feel like the babyface here in Cody has always been one step behind. Even on Monday Night Raw this past week, I thought finally they got this figured out. Seth laid the perfect trap, and they almost had it done right until Roman rolls out from underneath the ring, and yet again, the bloodline stands tall. Roll the credits.
It feels, I don't know if it's sort of maybe to kind of be like a little bit of a continuation, like of like kind of being like outsmarted for like the shot in the first place. Like maybe they kind of just played on that. Like he's not like, you know, like he's not like a dumb, but he was like too good of a guy at first or something, like trying to give The Rock the benefit of the doubt and stuff like that. So I feel like it, like maybe it's kind of meant to be that way, but like when he gets Roman, like, in, you know, in kind of like the domain he's waited for, like now he can kind of unleash and finish his damn story.
Well, I feel better about this build up now than I did about a month ago. I remember about a month ago, I was just pulling my hair out because it seemed like week after week, Cody was the dumb baby face and he never got angry. He never got mad. He never went and got any kind of payback for what Roman and The Rock were doing. But now he finally has. And like you said, hopefully he finishes the story. Ashley, we're going to wrap this up here. Do you have any final thoughts about this WrestleMania card and the WrestleMania build?
Just that I think they did a really great job building up a lot of these matches. I feel like we kind of touched on, like, you know, I feel like there's like maybe two or three that could have dealt with some, and there's one that certainly... in there that definitely could have used way more build to weren't being on the card, but I think they've done a really great job with it, and I feel like as long as they like I said, as long as they stick the landings on some of these, I think the card is going to turn out great.
You know, I'll go ahead and say it right now. We are live streaming here on YouTube at 11:04 p.m. on April the 3rd in our year of our Lord 2024. I'm going to say this WrestleMania is going to be inside of the top 10 WrestleManias of all time.
I think everybody's kind of going to be motivated to go out there and put on a really good show this year. So I wouldn't doubt it. There's a lot of great in-ring workers and stuff. And with the build they've had for a lot of these matches, I don't see how it can go wrong.
True. Well, thank you for joining us live here on our YouTube channel. If you have liked this episode of Radio Free Professional Wrestling, do us a favor, give us a like, share it with a friend, let them know, hey, this is a new cool show called Radio Free Professional Wrestling. We talk about professional wrestling around the globe. It may be New Japan Pro Wrestling, it may be Progress. Me and David actually had a preview of the Progress chapter that's coming to Philadelphia here on Friday. Go check this out in our catalog. And Ashley, until we talk again, remember, this is our groovy and stunning era. Top podcasters out.
This is Sergeant Arms of Christina on behalf of the guys. Thanks for listening to today's show. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a review. Until next time, the liberation continues.